This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, it's a little like talking about alcohol the day after the bachelor or bachelorette party on this day after Easter. Hair, the dog that bit you, a story about the chocolate market. Last year, some candy makers used less cocoa and more filler when cocoa prices were high. Now prices are way down, due in part to a big crop in Africa. But that glut can hurt farmers, as Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
Cocoa is not like oil or gold. Those commodities come from lots of places. 70% of cocoa comes from West Africa, mostly Ivory Coast and Ghana. The supply can swing way up or down depending on political instability and weather there. James Butterfill is with ETF Securities.
So at times, you know, cocoa prices, annualized volatility can be as much as 20 to 25%.
This year, favorable weather in Ivory Coast is contributing to a surplus, and prices have fallen steeply. That forced the government to lower the price it guarantees cocoa farmers. Just this week, Ivory Coast and Ghana said they'll try to tackle price volatility by coordinating how much cocoa they produce and put on the market. Vincent Smith, an ag economist at Montana State University, is skeptical.
The ability to manage a global market on the part of two major producers is pretty difficult.
Smith says such an effort could compel farmers in other countries to ramp up their production. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.